As a soldier, Army Major Kit Parker served two combat tours in Afghanistan. As a cutting-edge researcher, his work in the field of traumatic brain injury is personal.
A friend of mine was wounded with a traumatic brain injury, and he was improperly cared for by the military. I got upset about this, and my frustration with my friend's care and some ideas I had about brain injury and having reviewed the literature of brain injury, I decided to get into that field.
Parker's a bioengineer. He and the other Harvard scientists in his lab wear white coats and rubber gloves. With high-efficiency filters keeping the air inside clean, Parker and his team grow human and animal cells, brain cells, to help them understand what happens to the brain when it's exposed to this. An improvised explosive device, or IED. These researchers have created a device that can cause trauma to brain cells by simulating the effects of a bomb blast. Parker's goal is to find better treatments for those suffering with brain injuries, but he also has other research interests.
Over time, I went back and revisited the list of things that had pissed me off when I was in the battlefield, and I just decided to do a little bit of science for everything that pissed me off. So we've evolved this into work on camouflage because the camouflage patterns were pretty poor in the Afghanistan desert.
As Parker's worked through his extensive fix-it list, he's recruited other veterans to help him. The student veterans he hires share his desire to solve perplexing technical problems that plague the military.
So in many ways, my laboratory gives some of these veterans an opportunity to bring the innovative ideas that they had on the battlefield back to the laboratory and do some. So they have some freedom. If they tell me, hey, I got something that's really pissed me off when I was in Iraq, or pissed me off when I was in Afghanistan, or the Horn of Africa and the Philippines, I'll say, hey, get in the lab and do it.
So this is the lab where we build things. So we have
one veteran whom Parker told to get in the lab is Josh Goss. He served two tours in Iraq and now runs Parker's lab at Harvard. As Goss gives me a tour, he explains work they're doing on a camouflage problem he encountered during those Iraq deployments.
As a Marine, they gave me two sets of uniforms, one green and one tan, to try to match our general environment, so whether we're going to be fighting in the desert or in the woodland areas. And it turns out in the desert, we would do patrols on the Euphrates River, or we were in an island near the Euphrates, and it's lush and green, and we're wearing bright tan.
But what if that bright tan uniform could transform to match that lush green island? To figure out how uniforms could potentially change colour, Goss and the team have been studying marine animals like the cuttlefish and the squid, which are masters of camouflage.
We were looking at the cuttlefish, and it has the ability to control the coloration of its skin. The skin is made of multiple layers. It has this reflective background, and then there's these little sacks of pigment that are full of different pigment granules, and then they have muscle that stretch the sacs out. So if it wants to be more brown, it stretches out all the brown pigment sacs.
Inspired by the cuttlefish, one approach Goss and the team is exploring would involve embedding pigment sacs into nanofibers the scientists create in the lab. The tiny fibers could then be worked into a fabric that the wearer could manipulate to change color. In Parker's lab, inspiration often comes from unusual places.
This is probably the best $50 I ever spent at Target.
As our tour moves on to another room in the lab, Goss shows me a children's cotton candy maker that he's tucked away on a top shelf. Goss explains the toy was the inspiration behind a machine the team built in the lab to make nanofibers.
It's also not the first time I've purchased scientific equipment from a local store.
In addition to research, this lab brings veterans together to share their common experiences.
This lab is sort of has a parallel feeling to the military and how the military is run.
Ian Perkins deployed to Iraq three times.
For instance, my first summer here, we had a cleaning inspection. And that's something that is more done in the military than I would say. I don't know if your boss would ever come into your office and start wiping his fingers down on every flat surface. But that's something we do here.
Perkins and Goss came to Parker's lab through a summer internship program at Harvard. For the past year, Goss has mentored Perkins and supported him as he's transitioned from Bunker Hill Community College to Northeastern University. It's that connection between veterans that Parker wants to nurture.
A job is not enough. A job that any knucklehead could do is a total waste of what we've invested in these young people.
Parker wants the U.S. to develop a national plan to help returning veterans from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. It's in these veterans that he sees the next generation of leaders. Elizabeth Russ, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.